ओ भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter 13, Canto 10, chapter entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and the Cows and Cows. Text 9. केचित् पुष्पैर्दलैः केचित् पल्लवैरङ्कुरैः फलैः शिग्भिस्त्वग्भिर्दृशद्भिश्च बुभुजुकृतभाजना केचित्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेशियस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। Among the cowherd boys, some place their lunch on flowers, some on leaves, fruits or bunches of leaves, some actually in their baskets, some on the bark of trees, and some on rocks. This is what the children imagined to be their plates as they ate their lunch. There is no purport, so we move to next shloka, shloka trend. सर्वे मिथो दर्शयन्त स्वस्वभोज्य रुचिं पृथक् हसन्तु हासयन्तश्च भ्यावजरु सहेश्वरा। आई विल रीड ट्रांसलेशन इन परपट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन ऑल द कवर्ड बॉयज enjoyed their lunch with Krishna, showing one another the different tastes of different varieties of preparations they had brought from home. Tasting one another's preparations, they began to laugh and make one another laugh. Purport. Sometimes one friend would say, Krishna, see how my food is relishable. And Krishna would take some and laugh. Similarly, Balram, Sudama, and other friends would taste one another's food and laugh. In this way, the friends very jubilantly began to eat their respective preparations brought from home. Hare Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada said that about the glories of Mahamantra, he says rather than writing books, I could have just written Hare Krishna Mantra on every pages. I would have filled with Hare Krishna Mantra only. But since people are not convinced, that's why I have to write these books. Similarly, it will be so easy if I would just chant Hare Krishna Mantra only. And that would be easy rather than giving a class. So as usual, I seek blessings of all devotees. So we are reading in this particular chapter, Lord Brahma stealing the boys and cows. And we find that Brahma, who is the secondary creator, is also bewildered by Krishna. Here we find that for Brahma, this particular cowherd boy named Krishna, and he is killing this such a powerful demon as Aghasura, is really astonishing. And more than that, Krishna sitting with his cowherd boys, and they are sharing food with each other, that is all the more astonishing to Brahma. That how can a Supreme Personality of Godhead can act in such a way? Brahma resides in the topmost planet in this universe. And you find that devotees with awe and reverence offered bhoga to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even in Vaikuntha, we find that this awe and reverence is there, where they offer Supreme Personality of Godhead food with awe and reverence. So in Brahma's mind, the conception is that Lord should be worshipped with awe and reverence. And here you find that cowherd boys are playing and they are eating their own food and giving to Brahma, giving to Krishna, that, my dear Krishna, please eat this. And this is most bewildering to Brahma. And we find in further text that how Brahma is bewildered and ultimately he accepts Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here we find that cowherd boys are equally on the platform of Krishna. They love Krishna, they play with Krishna, they dance with Krishna, they joke with Krishna, they eat with Krishna, and everything, they are on equal platform. And we find this particular pastime where Aghasur was being killed. Before Aghasur was being killed, we find there is a sweet narrations how cowherd boys are entering the forest of Vrindavan. They are imitating various birds or frogs and various sweet activities they are performing in the land of Vrindavan. Then suddenly they see Aghasur. And Aghasur was killed by Krishna. And after Aghasur was killed, again they are involved in the same activities of playing with Krishna. This is the land of Vrindavan, where it is continuous. Devotees are engaged in party time with Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. In some purport, Prabhupada says that one should join the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing party. So you find that in the land of Vrindavan, is complete party time is going on. And devotee, although many times in this particular case, they are in the mouth of Aghasur, but they are not as fearful as we generally think of. Before even entering Aghasur's mouth, these cowherd boys were completely, they were fearless. And without any fear, they were entering and they had faith that actually Krishna will protect us. No need to worry. And this particular pastime was seen from heavenly planets. And demigods were fearful of this particular demon, Aghasur, who were daily drinking nectar. But cowherd boys, they were simple boys. And they were not drinking nectar. They were drinking nectar in the form of associating with Krishna. And since this power of this association, they were completely fearless. And one can imagine how this mighty demon as Aghasur is there, and cowherd boys are entering into the mouth of Aghasur, and without any fear. And you find in this particular pastime, cowherd boys are entering inside, and ultimately Krishna comes as a savior, and Krishna kills Aghasur, and again cowherd boys are out, and again they are having party with Krishna. So even the so-called fear is there, that is not existing to that degree. Suppose, for example, sometimes we find that one of the rasa is, horror. People like to see something which is horror. People go to see horror film. And many times people, to the degree, the more horror is there, they are more enchanted afterwards. What a horror, man. Pura, I was shaken. So although they may be sitting inside the auditorium and they may be watching film and there may be very fearful scenes are there, But they know in their heart, sometimes they may be shaken also. But they know in the heart that nothing is going to happen to us. And when they come out of the theater, they are actually relishing. Oh, what a horror was there. They are joking, smiling, they are remembering the horror. Same thing is there similarly in this Agassiz pastime also. Coward boys, although they are in the mouth of Krishna, they were in the mouth of Agassur, but they know no problem is there. Krishna is there. And not only in Agassur's pastime, this is a common theme in all the pastimes, because they got faith in Krishna. Krishna can protect us. And in this particular pastime, Brahma is being bewildered. Later on, we find that Brahma is being bewildered. And he is all the more bewildered seeing this astonishing pastime of cowherd boys on equal platform as Krishna. That is glory of Krishna. Suppose if God want to be God and he wants us to worship him in awe and reverence always, so the taste is little less. So it is Krishna's magnanimity that he allows even the small insignificant jiva also rise to the platform of himself, gives him transcendental body, and he reciprocates with this particular jivas also, which are so insignificant. And here he is eating mahaprasad of this cowherd boys. Krishna actually relishes eating mahaprasad of devotees. For example, we do abhishek of the Lord with Ganga water or Yamuna water. And Lord, he relishes this particular water of Ganga or Yamuna. What is the reason is that? Because Yamuna water or Ganga water in Mayapur, it's bathing the devotee's body, and it is actually abhishek of devotees. And when it is presented to Krishna, Krishna enjoys that. And for devotees, the water of Yamuna or Ganga is worshipable because Supreme Lord Krishna and along with his devotees, they bath in this water. And for devotees, this particular water of Ganga and Yamuna are actually worshipable. They appreciate it. So here we find that Brahma is making a mistake. We find many times in Bhagavatam, many incidences we find that Brahma committing some mistake. He's a devotee, but sometimes he makes mistake. We find in this particular incidence where Brahma was in Vimohan by Mohan. So he was in bewilderness by Krishna. In other pastime, we find that Brahma was instigated by lust. Or in another pastime, we find that Brahma could not understand how powerful Krishna is there, and there are many, many Brahmas also there. So many times Brahma is bewildered too. Although he is very powerful living entity. But you find that in Mahaprabhu's Leela, Haridas Thakur is there. Haridas Thakur is also Brahma. I don't know Brahma of this universe or Brahma of some other universe. And we find in his whole life sketch, he doesn't make any mistake. Even the lust, Maya Devi also comes in very powerful way to allure the mind of Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur is not bewildered. What is the reason? Because he is following the principle of Trunadapi Sunichana, and Prabhupada says that he is always engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord. And by the dint of the devotional service, he can be free from all the bewilderness. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to Vasudev leper. And Vasudev leper was thinking that now I've got such a effulgent, radiant body, and soon I'll be having false ego because people will be respecting that you are the one who got the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Your body is so beautiful. And Vasudev leper, devotees wanted to remain always humble. So he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that how is it so that I can actually maintain, I can remain humble and not offend devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, always engage in chanting of the holy names. So if someone is always engaged in chanting of the holy names by the power of Lord's devotional service, one can remain free from all the bewilderment. And Brahma, although he bewilders, but ultimately Krishna rectifies his devotees. We find that many times Indra gets bewildered, Brahma gets bewildered, demigods get bewildered. And Brahma is not an ordinary living entity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought his Brahma Samhita from South India to all the way to Jagannath Puri. He carried, he gave so much weightage. Krishna, when he wanted to appear, the first instruction he gave in the heart of Brahma, Brahma was meditating, and Krishna gave instruction in the heart of Brahma that soon I am going to appear, and you instruct all the demigods to appear in the Yadu dynasty. So you find that Brahma is not an ordinary living entity. In spite of that, Krishna bewilders Brahma. And many times a devotee is bewildered, it shows to the world many more pastimes of the Lord. Like when Brahma was bewildered in this particular pastime, for one full year, Krishna expanded himself as cowherd boys and cows. And he was reciprocating to all the Brajavasis personally. They are not cowherd boys. He was personally reciprocating with all the Brajavasis and cows. And many pastimes manifested just by bewilderment of Brahma. So even many times a devotee may be engaged in service, bewildered, Krishna rectifies. That is his mercy. Today is the day of Vaman Dev's appearance day. And I would like to speak something on Vaman Dev's appearance day. Vaman Dev appeared as the son of Kashyap and Aditi. Vaman Dev appeared as the son of Kashyap and Aditi. And when he appeared, he looked so beautiful. He first appeared in the four-handed form. And then he appeared in the form of a dwarf. And Krishna is beyond false ego. Generally, if you are told to take a form of a dwarf, we may be hurt that how can I take a form of a dwarf? But Krishna is beyond false ego. And he appeared in a very, very attractive, beautiful form. And everyone was attracted. All the demigods were attracted. They came, they worshipped Vaman Dev. They were offering various gifts to Vaman Dev. And even the Brahma, who was bewildered, he also gave one gift. He gave a water pot to Vaman Dev. And Vaman Dev, after appearing in this world as a dwarf, he proceeded towards Bhrigu Kachha. Bhrigu Kachha is present day is Bharuch. So he came to Bhrigu Kachha. And at this particular place, Bali Maharaj and Brahmanas are performing yajnas for the pleasure of Bali Maharaj, so Bali Maharaj can get more power. And Bali Maharaj was doing so many yajnas so that his power can be increased more and more and more. And he has taken the heavenly kingdoms under him, under his control. And due to that reason, demigods are aggrieved. And they wanted this situation to be rectified. And for that purpose, and giving his mercy to Bali Maharaj, Vaman Dev appears. And Vaman Dev enters the arena where yajna was being conducted. And he was looking so beautiful. And he didn't spoke anything, and all the Brahmanas immediately gave respect to him. because he was so shining, effulgent, and his beauty was conquering everyone's heart, and everyone could understand that he is a very, very special personality. So all the Brahmanas stopped their yagyas and they gave respect to this Vamandev. Bali Maharaj came to Vamandev, and Bali Maharaj, although he came in the vamsha of demons, he started to worship Vamandev. He washed the feet of Vamandev, and he used the same water on his own head, although he was a demon. And he appreciated Vamandev, and then he told Vamandev that since you come over here, it appears that you want something from me. And whatever you desire from me, I'll be happy to give it to you. And Bali Maharaj comes in the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is a grandfather of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj's father was Virochan, and Virochan also, he actually gave his own life just for the pleasure of demigods in charity. He knew that demigods are coming, and just for that sake, he gave his balanced life to the demigods. And in such a great lineage, Bali Maharaj is appearing, and he is known for his charity. And Bali Maharaj was very happy. He wanted to give this Brahmana boy. Vamandev came in the form of a Brahmana Brahmachari. He was holding an umbrella. He was holding a rod in his hand. He was holding a kamandalu. He was putting on deer skin. His hairs were matted. And in such a beautiful form, he appeared. And Bali Maharaj wanted to offer something to please this sweet boy, wonderful boy. And he told Vamandev that whatever you desire, I would give it to you. You want, say, Brahmana's daughter, you want wealth, you want chariot, you want horses, whatever land you want, I am the proprietor of 3 parts of the universe, whatever you name it, I will give it to you. And then Vamandev, he glorifies Bali Maharaj and his charitable nature. And Vamandev tells to Bali Maharaj that actually I just need 3 paces of land which comes under 3 steps. And Bali Maharaj was surprised that how this little boy who is a dwarf is asking just 3 steps of land. So he asked something more, because he wanted to give something more. He said that I can give everything, whatever I have got possessed, I can give it to you. And Vamandev said that actually someone who has not controlled his senses, to him howsoever, whatsoever a person may get, he will be still remain dissatisfied. And nature of a satisfied person is that he is satisfied in whatever possession he has got. So Vamandev says that if my senses are not controlled, then you may give everything, still I'll be dissatisfied. So better I'll be satisfied with 3 steps of land. And Bali Maharaj says, okay, if that is your wish, I'll fulfill your wish. And he chanted the mantra, and he wanted to offer Vamandev. And Shukracharya was there, he was guru. And he interrupted. And he actually came to know that he is not an ordinary person. He is Lord Vishnu himself. And he is coming as a representative of demigods. So he is coming from the enemy camp. So he clearly informed Bali Maharaj that he is coming on behalf of demigods. And in 3 steps of land, he will snatch away everything from you. He even specifically says that not even in 3 steps. In just 2 steps, he will cover everything. You will lose everything. And bereft of everything, You will suffer in hellish planets for not fulfilling a Brahmana's words, for not allowing to put third step. And he was quoting various excuses how one can escape this particular situation. And he says, you may escape this. And he shows various ways how can you do it. And Bali Maharaj was hearing from his spiritual master, by whose mercy he was getting so much opulence, Shukracharya. And Bali Maharaj has got two options now. To hear to his spiritual master, who was telling him not to surrender to Lord Vishnu. And other option is that he has to follow in the footsteps of his forefather as Prahlad Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj thought very deeply. And he came to conclusion, even if he is Vishnu, and even if he is going to snatch away everything from me, better I surrender. And he was contemplating that, as it is, at the end of death, whatever I possess will be taken away. So what is the use? He was contemplating about his family members, and he was thinking family members are just plunderers only. They just plunder the wealth and time which is actually used in the service of the Lord. So why to worry for such family members who are actually taking us away from devotional service? And he was contemplating that. He was contemplating about his father. He was contemplating about Prahlad Maharaj, about his glorious activities. He was thinking how Prahlad Maharaj never even gave an opportunity where he didn't surrender to the Lord, and the Lord reciprocate. And he thought that even if I lose everything, I don't mind losing it. And more than that, he thought that everything whatever I may have is in some time is going to go away. But only thing which is not going to go away is reputation. We find in this world also many rich people are there, but after some years are forgotten. But reputation lives longer time than actually wealth or say any opulence. So Bali Maharaj was thinking that my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj's reputation is there. And why should I lose my own reputation? Even if he is Vishnu coming as from the camp of enemy, still I don't mind being everything to Lord Vishnu. And he was accepted the proposal. And Shukracharya was instigated by material desire. And to the degree, spiritual master cursing Bali Maharaj, that since you are not obeying my instruction, you will lose everything. And Bali Maharaj was not baffled. He thought that goal of life is to surrender to Vishnu, and I am getting an opportunity to surrender to Vishnu. Let me offer everything to Vishnu. And he accepted the proposal. Vaman Dev, on the other hand side, very much appreciated Bali Maharaj's act. And at this juncture, when he said, Bali Maharaj said that, Vaman Dev, you can do, take your three steps. Millions of flowers fell from heavenly, the demigods who are thinking that he should give away their heavenly kingdom. Same demigods are offering millions of flowers from heavenly planet, seeing the characteristics of Bali Maharaj. And Vaman Dev, he was most pleased by seeing the devotion of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj about to do Atma Samarpan, do giving everything. And he was a Kshatriya. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, for those who are honored, dishonor is worse than death. And he was a Kshatriya. And Kshatriya, not to possess anything, and specially one who has everything, and from that everything he is forced to have nothing, it is such a big shame. Difficult to even live, especially in between the people, those who are respected. Bali Maharaj was ready to accept all that shame, infamy, just for the pleasure of Vaman Dev, Supreme Lord. And Vaman, they very much appreciated this particular sentiment of Bali Maharaj. Vamandev, actually Vamandev came to snatch away from Bali Maharaj heavenly planets because it belonged to Indra. Optionally, Vamandev could have came as Krishna and fought with Bali Maharaj and defeated Bali Maharaj. But Krishna, he does in many, many ways, he does his pastimes. Rather than fighting, he opted this particular way. Where he glorified Bali Maharaj so much for infinite time, Bali Maharaj, for eternity, Bali Maharaj has been glorified for this particular act of surrender. And Vamandev started his taking his universal form, where he took a huge form, where all the universes, means whole universe, was shown in his body. Everything came in his body. And he started to take steps. And in two steps, he covered everything. In the process, he touched the outer layer of the universe, and from there, Ganges water are coming inside. And that's why Ganges water are worshipable, because it is coming from the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. In this particular purport is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. So Prabhupada writes in Pada Sevanam that worshipping Ganga, Yamuna, Tulsi and devotees comes under Pada Sevanam, because Ganga emanates from the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Even Yamuna, Krishna takes bath, his Abhishek is there. Tulsi is there because Tulsi is at the lotus feet of Krishna. And devotees always like to be at the lotus feet of Krishna. So Prabhupada mentioned this comes under Pada Sevanam. So by this auspicious taking, second step, Ganges waters started to enter. And Vamandev took his two steps. And still, one step was remaining. And on the other side, Bali Maharaj understood that whatever I possessed, everything is taken away by Vishnu, who is coming as a representative of demigods. At one point of time, Bali Maharaj earlier thought that Vishnu will never do this. The reason is that Vishnu is such a reputed man. And why would such a reputed man will act in a very cheating way? Suppose it's a very cheating way. Suppose somebody is stealing the property of someone, coming as a guest, and cheating everything. So at one point of time, Bali Maharaj was thinking that Vishnu will never do it. And no person who has got godly quality will do this act. Suppose you go to someone's house and somebody says out of magnanimity, I can offer you everything. Okay. We may not say, Apka, you give will in my name and you give all your property to me. Any reputed man will not do such an act. And Vishnu is the proprietor of everything. So Krishna is beyond any false ego. He can do any act. Generally, we may have false ego. How can I do it? What people will think about me? People have glorified me as a very respectable man. And same people will think you acted in such a way. But Vishnu, for the service of devotees, he can act in any way. Here he wanted to serve the demigods, and due to that reason, he acted as a cheater also. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I can be a cheater also. So Krishna acted as a cheater just for the purpose of giving the property to demigods Indra, because they are devotees. At the same time, Vishnu wanted to give mercy to Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj, everything was being snatched away in two steps. Shukracharya was saying, see, I was telling you, this is going to happen. And everything was snatched away. Bali Maharaj's associates were there, asuras. They could understand that our master has lost everything, though they were very angry. And so far, asuras were powerful. They could go to heavenly kingdom and they could defeat demigods. The same asuras thought that at least now, we will personally, our master is not going, we will go and defeat Vishnu and his associates. So they took weapons and they started to fight with associates of Vishnu, but by the power of Vishnu they were defeated. And then they were suggested that time is not with you, so don't fight. And Bali Maharaj and his associates were pushed in lower planetary system. Garuda, who is a carrier of Vishnu, he understood the desire of the Lord, that Lord wants to bind, further humiliate Bali Maharaj. So Garuda, who is a devotee, and naturally he will appreciate the act of Bali Maharaj as complete surrender. In spite of that, Garuda, seeing the desire of Vishnu, he bound Bali Maharaj like somebody who is a prisoner with the ropes of snake, ropes of Varuna. Bali Maharaj was bound. And he was such a humiliated, two steps taken, everything taken away. And he is bound like a prisoner. Nobody, no reputed person would be a prisoner naturally. And Bali Maharaj is humiliated. And still, he has not fulfilled the promise. And Vamandev said that since still you have not fulfilled the promise, so tell me, where shall I put my third step? You don't own anything now. And Bali Maharaj, he wanted to surrender everything, including his own life also. He thought this is the best opportunity to give everything to Supreme Lord. He remembered his forefathers and decided that, my dear Lord, you can put your third feet on my head. And Vamandev, he put his third feet, embracing further. Krishna can act in a very mischievous way also. Like he's a devotee. Bali Maharaj is a devotee. And Krishna acted in such a mischievous way, further humiliating a devotee. But in this process of humiliation, Bali Maharaj is glorified at all times. Suppose if this pastime would not have been conducted, you would hardly come to know that such person would have existed also. But by this dint of this pastime, Krishna glorified Bali Maharaj, his surrender, that how glorious Bali Maharaj is there. And in a moment, Bali Maharaj surrendered everything to the Supreme Lord. Vamandev, Almighty Lord, who is the possessor of everything, he put his third step on the head of Bali Maharaj. And when this was done, Prahlad Maharaj appeared. Brahma, you find that although he gets bewildered, but Brahma appears time and again to solve the managerial problems or other activities. Brahma is very prominent personality throughout the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, such a glorious personality. So he also appears, and Prahlad Maharaj started to glorify Bali Maharaj, and they were glorifying Supreme Lord also. And Vamandev then glorified Bali Maharaj and told him that actually whatever you possessed belonged to Indra. So I wanted it to be given to my devotee Indra. But you have pleased me utmost. So I am giving you place in Sutala Loka, which is even desired by demigods. And more important that is that Krishna said that I'll be always with you. That is most important benediction. Suppose even if we get the most of the wealth of this universe, what is the use if Supreme Lord is not there? It is just a hollow life. So Krishna said that I'll be personally with you. And Krishna sees the desire of his devotee. As in Dhruva Maharaj's case, he fulfilled his desire, which he earlier desired, that I'll give you a planet which is higher than your forefathers. Similarly, Krishna awarded Bali Maharaj that after this, in Savitri Manu, you will become Indra himself and you will enjoy Indra opulence. But more than that, I'll be always with you. And that is the glory of a devotee. Devotee, rather than losing certain things or getting certain things, they are more anxious that they can always getting devotional service and association of the Lord and his devotees. That is much more important than getting anything of this material world, because even the demon like Bali Maharaj was realized. He says that what is the use of all these things, because soon it will be snatched away. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand this ultimate message. And Bali Maharaj is an epitome of Atma Samarpanam, giving everything to the pleasure of the Lord. Suppose we may give gradually to Krishna, so it is not so tough. But in one, just one shot, everything is taken away. It is so difficult. So difficult. And that Bali Maharaj did. Bali Maharaj did. And that's why he is glorified. Although it's Jiva Goswami's appearance date, I'll just speak 2 minutes only about Jiva Goswami. As Bali Maharaj offered everything to Krishna, Jiva Goswami, he renounced everything and just he was with other Goswami, especially Rupa Goswami. And as Bali Maharaj was humiliated, and in one way Jiva Goswami also humiliated on one particular incident, where one particular scholar came to Vrindavan, and Jiva Goswami is protecting the rights of Rupa Goswami. And he defeated that scholar just for the pleasure of Rupa Goswami or the interest of Rupa Goswami. But Rupa Goswami, rather than being pleased, externally he was displeased, and he told that why you are engaged in all this scholarship activity in the land of Vrindavan? It's not needed. I don't want to see you. And Jiva Goswami was, although his good heart of just to serve his spiritual master, he, although he was right, he left that place. He came to outskirts of Vrindavan, and he was in one crocodile hole. He was chanting Krishna's name all the times. He was not eating anything. And he accepted whatever Rupa Goswami says, I need to follow. And many days passed. He was initiated in body, but he didn't give up his determination. And one time we know that Sanatan Goswami came, and he understood that Jiva Goswami is in this particular cave, and he then reported to Rupa Goswami and told that you should do Jiva Daya. Then Rupa Goswami understood, yeah, yeah, correct. Then he again accepted Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami was very powerful personality from childhood itself, powerful in the sense, very devoted. And Krishna would personally reciprocate with Jiva Goswami. We know that Rupa Goswami, like we are called as Rupanugas, and Rupa Goswami personally, out of affection for Jiva Goswami, he cowed the most glorified deity, Radha Damodar deity, and gave it to Jiva Goswami. So you can imagine how he was dear to Rupa Goswami. Jiva Goswami, in his childhood, he would do menial service to Rupa Goswami. He would collect leaves, palm leaves, and other services you do for Rupa Goswami. And Krishna would personally reciprocate with Jiva Goswami. When he would worship Damodar deity, many times for the pleasure of Jiva Goswami, Krishna would play flute. For the pleasure of Jiva Goswami, Krishna will be playing flute. Suppose here we have to offer bhoga, so we have to see watch. That okay, now it is 9:30 time, the curtain will be closed and bhoga will be offered. But when Damodar wanted to eat bhoga, there was no timing. Damodar will tell Jiva Goswami, I'm hungry now, please offer me something. And Jiva Goswami would make preparation. That was his childhood, such a glorious childhood, so many pastimes. And when Jiva Goswami grew, he became such a powerful scholar. He wrote 4 lakh shlokas. Bhagavad Gita contained only 700 shlokas, and he wrote 4 lakh shlokas. Bhagavatam contained only 18,000 shlokas, and he wrote 4 lakh shlokas. Such a big contribution. He wrote books like Gopal Champu, Shat Sandarbhas, and many other books. And he trained big personalities like Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamanand Prabhu, who became such a powerful preachers and contributor to this our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So Jiva Goswami is one of the very powerful acharya we have got in our Sampradaya. So on this particular day we pray to Vamandev, Bali Maharaj, Jiva Goswami, so that we can have their mercy in our lives and we can also see their devotion and we can also perfect our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrind ki Jai.